because they are run by Zambians. So, this is a living. It's about making a life in the places that we love and sharing those lives with you, our customers who look to us for quality and value, with the people we employ and with our local suppliers who we always look to first. It's the Choppies way of community sense, loyalty, and spirit. Choppies, great value for your money. Choppies.
Celebrate the festive season in style at Southern Sun Ridgeway Hotel. From elegant private dinners to unforgettable year-end functions and exclusive accommodation deals, we have the perfect festive package for you. But hurry, dates are filling fast. Call us now on 0211-251666 or email ssridgeway.reservations@southernsun.com to book your festive experience today.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Skortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18:02 Phoenix FM. Time for your news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Mama Muli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Government relaunches 100 megawatt solar project in Chirundu. The Saka Magistrates Court rejects Binwa Mpundu's bid to move seditious case to High Court. Libya steps up deportations of sub-Saharan African migrants. To present the news, I'm Lucille Gondway. Government has relaunched a 100 megawatt solar power photovoltaic project in Chirundu District, Southern Province, aimed at increasing electricity access in the country through diversified sources. The $90 million project is being developed through a joint venture between ZESCO and Jigsco Energy Corporation Limited, a special purpose vehicle company in Zambia established to develop large-scale solar power projects. Speaking at the launch in Chirundu today, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says the project marks a significant step forward for the country's energy sector. Mr. Chikote adds that the current investments in the energy sector are due to the bold measures government has taken to attract investors.
You know very well that in the past, all you knew when you are talking of electricity is just ZESCO. Indeed, Tongans only knew ZESCO to be the only sole entity to produce power. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking of independent power producers, independent power traders, supporting what ZESCO is doing.
At the same event, JISCO Energy Chief Executive Officer Otto Koza says the 100 megawatt project is a strong contribution to Zambia's goals of energy diversification and climate resilience.
This project brings with it more than reliable clean energy capacity added to the grid, local employment opportunities during the construction and long-term operation, skills transfer, technical development for Zambian professionals, and a strong contribution to the national goals of energy diversification and climate resilience.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Mzokotswane says the UPND government has done more than any previous administration to address the high cost of living in the country. Responding to a question in the National Assembly from Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe, who wanted to know what government is doing to mitigate the rising cost of living, Dr. Mzokotswane says the challenge cannot be resolved by simply pushing prices down. He explains that the most effective and sustainable way to address the high cost of living is through higher incomes, increased productivity, and wage growth. Dr. Mzokotswane notes that despite the significant economic improvements recorded so far, it is unrealistic for citizens to expect government to force commodity prices to fall. Meanwhile, Dr. Mzokotswane urged members of parliament not to downplay the infrastructure development being undertaken by the UPND administration, saying such investments are crucial even as government works to address the high cost of living.
The cost of living has been high for quite some time. The issue is what we do about it. Jobs have a relevance in terms of cost of living, because if you have no income, even something costing 5 kwacha, 3 kwacha, it's a big problem for you. So this is why this government keeps on saying job creation, job creation, job creation from both the public and the private sector. Issue of productivity. We need to raise productivity, because cost of living, don't expect that there's anyone who's going to go around to force people to lower prices. It's like coming to your farm and I say, from now onwards, this cabbage that you're selling at 10 kwacha, now I'm directing you to sell it 4 kwacha. That will not happen.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has dismissed independent Inkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu's application to refer the matter in which he is accused of seditious practices to the Lusaka High Court for constitutional determination. Delivering a ruling this morning, the Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe held that the subordinate court has jurisdiction to hear any issues that may be raised. Magistrate Milumbe ruled that the preliminary point of law raised by the accused was frivolous and ordered that trial commence immediately. The court found there was no basis to receive a constitutional challenge from the trial court at this stage. Mr. Mpundu is charged with one count of seditious practices contrary to Section 57(1)(b) read together with Section 60(1)(1) of the Penal Code. Allegations are that on 20th December 2024, the lawmaker published material on social media that encouraged politicians to arm themselves and prepare to defend themselves against attacks. Conduct, the state says, amounts to incitement and sedition. Police in Lusaka have arrested one suspect in connection with the murder and aggravated robbery of a Chinese couple at their home in Mariansdale, John Howard Extension. The police spokesperson, Godfrey Chilabi, says the incident occurred between last evening and the early hours of today. Mr. Chilabi says police received a report of the attack at around 06 hours today, and officers who rushed to the scene found the bodies of 57-year-old Li Qingming and his wife, 55-year-old Liu Jiaxi, who both sustained multiple stab wounds. He says preliminary investigations indicate the couple, who operated a business at Kamwala Trading Center, returned home at around 17:30 hours yesterday, and it is alleged that an intruder broke into the residence, fatally attacked them, and stole an undisclosed amount of money along with their vehicle.
It is alleged that while they were at home, an unknown intruder broke into the house, further disturbed them, and stole an undisclosed amount of money as well as their motor vehicle, a Toyota Harrier, registration number BAH 9615. The bodies of